Ken Hitchcock had people all fired up after the, you know, yesterday saying, hey, we got to hit more. We got to have 70 hits. And I get his game plan. They need to be physical. And I don't see there's any reason why he suggests his team shouldn't be physical. But how do you think it approaches it differently with Duncan Keith in the lineup now tonight for Chicago?
Well, I don't think it changes it at all, Jason. I still think you have to be physical on the defense. You have to get pucks behind them. And, you know, Duncan Keith is one of the best puck movers in the National Hockey League. So you certainly want to lay the body on him and be as physical with him as you possibly can. And getting back to what Ken Hitchcock said yesterday, I was there, Hitchcock pretty well. I didn't get the sense that he was being serious. And he even said today that it was kind of funny how the media kind of chased that one comment about them needing 70 hits. I mean, getting 70 hits, we all know how unrealistic that is, unless you plan on playing about three or four overtimes here tonight in game two. So, you know, that's the Blues style. They like to lay the body. They like to be physical. With that being said, if you look at the hit chart in Wednesday night's game, I mean, the fourth line combined for 14 hits. Troy Brouwer, I think, had four or five hits. You know, but then Robbie Fabry had three hits. Jaden Schwartz had three hits, two of the smaller players on the Blues roster. But obviously that fourth line was very effective, playing the body, getting in there and getting on the forecheck. And I think that's what you have to do if you're the St. Louis Blues. You want to wear them down. Now, I'd like to see that result in a little more in terms of shots on goal. You want to test a goaltender like Corey Crawford, who's obviously coming off a long-term injury, even though he played the finale of in Columbus to end the regular season. I think they want to test him a little more than they did tonight. But you got to give Chicago some credit as well, Jason, for how well they stacked themselves defensively and how difficult they make it for other teams to get pucks through. They block a ton of shots as they did in game one.
Andy, the Blues, and you know, they've got a lot of skill. I think their top nine forwards can match up against anybody. They've got a legit goal scorer in Tarasenko. Jaden Schwartz is a hell of a player. Laterra's had a good year. You just go through it. They've got some size. They've got everything. This has to be the year for the Blues, doesn't it, to at least get to a conference final, in your view?
Well, I mean, Jason, we feel like we have this conversation every year. I think we said that last year, and certainly the year before, when you look at the regular seasons this team has been able to put together. I mean, you feel like that each and every year. With that being said, a lot of the players that you mentioned, you know, outside of maybe David Backes, for example, Troy Brouwer, whose contract expires at the end of this year. I mean, Jaden Schwartz certainly is coming off his final year of his contract, even though he's restricted, so you'll get that down. I mean, you just don't know how long this core is going to be together, but you know, that's easier said than done. I mean, you just look at the playoff format right now, Jason, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I mean, the Blues have the third best record in the league, and the reward is going up against the defending Stanley Cup champions in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And that tells you how difficult it is to get through the playoffs. Now, with that being said, they like their team. They feel like they match up well against anybody in the National Hockey League, and obviously you're fortunate to come out of game one with a victory. And they feel good about their chances with home ice advantage. And we all know mentally it's probably a little bit of a hurdle for St. Louis, this first round. And if they're able to get past round one, who's to say this team can't go all the way? They have a talent that can certainly, on paper would tell you that they're capable of doing that. But you say, hey, this is the year. And it's almost like the Edmonton Oilers. We say that every year about them making the playoffs. You know, is this going to be the year they make the playoffs? At the end of the day, you have to go out there and do it.
Andy Strickland from TrueHockey.com joins us. And, you know, that's really the thing with the Blues, Andy, is just going out and doing it. And sometimes just because, they've taken on the Chicago Blackhawks, and we can argue that just being a bad matchup, really, year after year, in the years they have met them, they have lost to some other teams. But when you look at their blue line this year now with the two young, and I know that maybe you don't expect young guys to be the difference makers, but man, Parayko and Edmondson and just their size and their skating ability and what they've added to the overall defense core of that team, it's amazing how it's changed it from last year till this year.
Well, I would agree. I mean, a third of their defense is different today versus at this stage last year in the playoffs against the Minnesota Wild, which I really thought they should have won that series. I mean, on paper, the Blues are certainly the better team, and then Minnesota got swept in round two. But there's no question. Then you look at Robbie Fabry up front. You look at the addition of Kyle Brodziak. You've got Scotty Upshaw. I mean, these guys have had a real impact on this roster. I mean, Upshaw and Brodziak specifically, I mean, they had really good games. In game one, in terms of their ability to kill penalties, the chemistry they have with one another on the PK, they play physical. you know, these are experienced checking players. You look at the Blues' fourth line players the last couple of years, talking about guys like Adam Cracknell and Chris Porter. Nothing against those guys, but this is an upgrade over Cracknell and Porter. Ryan Reeves still is in place on the fourth line. But Eppington and Parayko specifically certainly add an element that this team was missing in the playoffs last year. First of all, they can full skate with the 24- and 25-year-olds in this league. Barrett Jackman was probably at the tail end of his career, or at least from a skating standpoint, wasn't the same player that he was earlier in his career. He's still playing right now with the Nashville Predators. But from a speed standpoint and a pace standpoint, it was maybe difficult for him compared to an Edmondson or a Parayko, for example, in terms of their ability to skate. Plus, they're both big players. Edmondson isn't afraid to put a stick in your teeth, plays a physical game, plays with that edge that I think was missing last year in the playoffs. Parayko could certainly win battles in the corner. He's as big as they're going to come. Maybe he doesn't play with the same edge, but his reach really keeps the opposition away from the net. He was a plus 29 during the course of the regular season. So these guys certainly are very good. And they're not just on the team and in the lineup. They have impact roles in the lineup. So this is a much different team than what we've seen in the playoffs the last few years.
Tonight's game, Andy, it's you know, a long series, seven games. Teams have gone up 2-0. Now, lately, teams have gone up 3-0 and still lost. But for the psyche of this Blues team to go up 2-0 on Chicago and kind of take care of business at home, do you think it could mean more to this group, and that sometimes maybe there's the psychological barrier for some teams, not just St. Louis, but Washington and San Jose, to get over? Would it mean that much to this team?
You know, I'm not so sure. I don't think this is a make-or-break game for St. Louis. I mean, St. Louis has been up 2-0 before on Chicago. They've been up 2-0 on L.A. with home ice advantage, only to lose both of those series in six games. You know, the pivotal game for me is going to be Game 5. Now, we'll see what happens between now and then and see, you know, what Game 5 looks like. But that's been the Achilles heel for the St. Louis Blues over the course of the playoffs the last few years, is the inability to go up in a series that's been tied two games apiece in Game 5. So we'll see what happens once we get there. But they know they're going to get Chicago's best shot tonight. You know, Ken Hitchcock talked about this earlier this morning, that maybe in the past it's taken a game or two for Chicago to really get going. He felt like Chicago really had their A game from the get-go the other night in Game 1. In fact, Joel Quenneville agreed with that comment. So now getting Duncan Keith back in the lineup tonight, you got to know that, you know, Chicago, a confident group, is going to come here to play, and it's going to be a challenge for the Blues just like it was in Game 1, and that's not going to change throughout the course of the series. We're talking about the defending Stanley Cup champions, so going up 2-0 would certainly be huge for the St. Louis Blues, but they all know that it doesn't guarantee them anything.
Quickly, give me your thoughts around the National Hockey League, the San Jose Sharks, LA Kings, Nashville, Anaheim. Who do you like in those series?
Well, this is, you know, you go into the series, it's hard not to pick LA, then you watch the game last night. They need to see how determined San Jose plays and how good they've been all season long on the road. You know, arguably the best road team from start to finish in the National Hockey League. I mean, they were that good. And they've got game changers all over the place. Joe Thornton looks like a man who's possessed in terms of how badly he wants it. Pavelski, maybe the most underrated star of the National Hockey League, along with Nicklas Backstrom, in my opinion. This guy isn't just good. He's really good. And he owned, you know, Anze Kopitar, especially on the game-winning goal. So this is going to be a hell of a series, in my opinion. I think it's shaping up to go seven games, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how that plays out between those two teams, because they're obviously very, very good. Anaheim and Nashville, I mean, a lot of people have Anaheim going to the Stanley Cup Finals. They should be able to beat Nashville. I think Nashville probably has the best group of defense top to bottom in the National Hockey League, and they certainly have played their best hockey down the stretch. Anaheim got to the conference finals last year. We've seen this in the past when teams who get to the conference finals, they go deep, then all of a sudden the next year is the year where they're able to get over the hump. It's going to be interesting to see if they can do that. But listen, they won the Jennings Trophy. They gave up the fewest goals against in the National Hockey League, beating Washington, I think, by one goal. They're good defensively. They've got goaltending. I would think that Anaheim is in position to win that series, but crazier things have happened. We'll see how that plays out as well.
Well, Andy, should be an electrifying atmosphere tonight in St. Louis. It's a great rivalry, the Blues and the Hawks. And I know the Blues fans are just aching to get to a conference final and maybe to a Stanley Cup final again. They definitely, I think they're on paper and even on the ice, maybe the best team they have in quite some time. So good luck. Enjoy it.
All right, Jason. Thanks, Ben. You take care.